to new music too. So it,
Oh,
you know, so it's not like I'm
yeah, I
stuck in the
keep.
past.
Yeah, I keep on laughing. The wife is like, I just turned this channel on Spotify and it says oldies. This isn't what I qualify as oldies because it's all stuff that we listen to or was, you know, it was that it's a lot of, you know, maybe late 70s, 80s, early 90s stuff. And she's like, this isn't oldies. And I'm like,
Yes.
hun, like we're that old now. So yes, some of the stuff that we listen to is now considered oldies. Because at
Yes.
least what I remember when I was younger, I feel like I was told that you could be considered oldies if you were 25 years past when the song was published. Now, I mean, I know that song information comes out way differently now than it did in the 80s, let's say. But I guess I've still kept that in mind. And yeah, with that in mind, like I still sit there and I'm like, yeah, some of the stuff that I listened to in high school can be, or prior to that, could be considered oldies. Like I'm like, okay, like this at least checks that artificial box. Like, I don't remember where I heard that information, but it's been in my brain for whatever reason. 'Cause I do remember when people started getting mad at kids for like wearing like Korn t-shirts or something like that. They're like, you weren't around for Korn, but I'm like, I was always okay with that because, like, I'm the one that was walking in high school with a Jimi Hendrix t-shirt
Yes,
on.
or Led Zeppelin, you know, that
No,
sort of stuff.
I did not wear a Led Zeppelin
No, neither
shirt,
did I,
sir.
but
Come
they
on,
were, you
I
know,
had some
those still
class.
defunct or defunct bands like the Beatles. So I was going for defunct bands, but yeah.
So yeah, it was just like, yeah, like no, I'm not gonna bag on some kid for wearing a Bon Jovi shirt. Like I pretty much did the same thing back when I was their age. Like, what do you want from me here?
Yeah, oh God, speaking of Bon Jovi, he's slowly getting added to that list of, hey man, you know, like it's time. 'Cause watched a little documentary about him and he actually went through like vocal cord surgery and all this stuff. And because
I think I forgot about that.
He knew his voice was going, so he was trying to do this. I don't remember all the details, right? Well, he's come back singing, and it's not like reprehensible, but yeah, it's eh.
Is it? I believe you talked about Vince Neil recently on the
Yes,
podcast here. Was
it's
it
not,
worse? Was it worse
no,
than Vince Neil? Better than Vince Neil? Okay,
it's
just
better, it's better.
trying to get a baseline here of where we're aiming at.
Yeah. No, that's why I said he's getting there. Like, if there's another tour coming, I don't know. It may be time for like the Pantheon to open up and accept another member. Like, it's, I get it, but at the same time, I will give him credit for this though. He does not use any backing vocals or lip syncing or any of that stuff. So it's like he's straining, he's straining. And okay, now there was
Yeah,
that jargon. It's like, ugh.
there is. I did always think that that was something that Opie would talk about. Is that sometimes he liked his singers not sounding perfect? Yeah, I guess it'd be kind of interesting to hear Bon Jovi not be perfect. Like, I'm not quite sure that his song style lends to that as
No,
much
it doesn't.
as, say. Because like those last couple of songs that Johnny Cash recorded, like you can tell he's on death's door,
Yes,
but
that's what he was going for, and that I agree with. Yeah.
yeah, but yeah, that's just one of those cases where it's just like, yeah, sometimes it depends upon the artist of whether that gravelly works or not.
Yeah. I think in the case like
Sometimes
those
it's good,
Johnny Cash
sometimes it's
albums.
bad.
Yeah, and it's like those the American recordings that he did at the end. Like it lent itself to, he's withered out, That withered old
Oh.
soul is finally kind of letting go. I mean, the last one came
Yeah.
out after he died. So I get that. And like, yeah, I mean, we don't really listen to people who can sing. We have a few bands where people can really sing, but for the most part,
Yeah.
they don't. And I think some of them have a hard time still. I mean, the guys who come out with the growl voice, you're like, you better start changing that up on your next album because you will not be able to do that later.
Yeah, it's a band that I don't listen to a lot, but it was kind of interesting. I heard Matt Hafey from Trivium talking about how he changed his vocal style to, not burn out his voice as quickly. And it was just kind of interesting. It's one of those things that, like I said, I didn't really listen to the band a lot, but I've never been anti. And I started to listen. I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. So I listened to some of their old stuff and I'm like, okay. And I kind of got a baseline for how he was singing that. And then I got the more modern stuff and I'm like, oh. And,
Yes.
There was a big change in what he did. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is, really works. Like, it's a different thing, but it works with the band. So I don't, it's definitely one of those. I don't care how you do it, but if it helps save your voice and it still sounds awesome, cool. Like, let's rock.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse, really, than like the guy's just hanging on. And like even like I don't know, did you hear Slipknot's new song, by the way?
Have not.
It's all right. The lyrics are kind of like what? Like, is this a demo? It was weird. But like even him, he still insists on doing the gravel voice, but in concert, it's never gonna sound that way. Like, you know what I mean? He still
Oh.
tries. But for the most part,
Yeah.
he's moved into singing, his style of singing.
Yes.
So keep it that
Yeah.
way. And why the fuck are the Jonas Brothers having a 15 to 30 minute concert in the middle of a game? Let's
It's
go.
halftime, sir.
Let's go.
It's
Who
the
gives a
beginning of
shit about these
halftime.
guys? Man, alive. If the people of Australia are actually into this, fuck them. We're far enough into the show. I'm going to drop my first F-bomb. This is ridiculous. Let's go. Play our bad week one football. And believe me, I saw some bad week one football. And let's go. Oh. I've been sitting here watching this while we're talking about like real music. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say real music. Like talking about our music. Then to see this slop, like what? Get like the NFL's that out of touch? The Jonas Brothers? No one in this crowd is watching the Jonas or is listening to the Jonas Brothers.
I don't know. I mean, they are popular. I will say that much.
Ugh.
So,
God damn.
the wife kind of likes the one. So,
I know the one guy was in one of the Jumanji movies.
yes. Yeah. She
Yeah.
likes the guy that's in the Jumanji movies. I can't remember which brother that Nick, I think.
I don't know. I truly
Yeah.
don't know. So,
I believe it's Nick,
and
but I
boy,
could be
did
wrong.
they make a horrible mistake. Did you see the third one of those is finally coming out?
Oh, yeah,
At
the second
Christmas.
one was just kind of okay.
Yeah, and they didn't learn. They're doing the same thing again.
So,
And, but
yeah.
it's coming out at Christmas time. And I'm like, are you insane? I think there's two or three movies that all come out at the end of the year, Avengers being the big one.
Oh.
And it's been, what, 4 years, it seems, from the last Jumanji movie? Like, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of wild that to say that you're living off of nostalgia. Like it, I
Yeah.
know that it takes a while to make a movie, but yikes, man! Yeah, that first one was a while back.
Yeah. I
And
was
yeah,
very surprised with that first one. I enjoyed that quite a bit. I didn't think I would.
oh yeah,
The second one?
yeah,
Well, it was okay. It
man.
was just okay. So.
Yeah, I wasn't completely offended, but holy smokes. Yeah, 2017. Speaking of
Wow.
stuff that's kind of old.
Wow, I did not realize it was 9 years ago for the first one. Jeez.
Yeah,
Well.
so that just seems like to me, if you're gonna do three of those, like you don't need to do Lord of the Rings style and come out back to back years or anything wild like that.
Yeah.
But it feels like you should be coming out more frequently than three in a decade.
Yeah, well, he had to make a bunch of movies in between, I guess. So,
Oh,
well, I guess
I'd
speaking of
imagine that all of
okay,
them were pretty busy.
I guess speaking of okay, I guess we should talk about this week's wrestling slate, huh?
Oh,
I
I
mean,
suppose. I mean, we had no offense. Well, I shouldn't even go that route. That front half of AEW Dynamite this week was just a tear-jerking mess in the best way possible. Like, I mean, it was wild what they were doing to ha highlight both Andy Williams, the Butcher, and Rebel, since they really were doing a whole show basically based around Rebel. Because what was this called? Oh yeah, the
Rebel
Rebel
Heart.
Heart edition, and they were doing it, for ALS charities.
Yes. And
So
he donated $140,000 to I don't remember the name of the research, but that's what that check said. So, and I'm gonna be this way, and I am not getting on Tony Khan at all, okay? Because he doesn't have to donate anything. He doesn't. But why 140? That just bothers me. Like, why not just 150?
Hey, yeah, it feels like you could bump in that extra 10
Yeah. And
just to make the number make a little more sense.
And again, I've seen it with other things too. Like, we're going to give you a charitable contribution of $3,300. Can you just bump it up to 35? It just bothers me. I don't know what I don't know
Yeah,
I don't know.
we're going to a charity. Can we bump the, it feels like you should be artificially inflating the number like
Yes.
any good wrestling
Yeah. But doesn't
crowd.
it seem more like you see like I'm going to get away from their actual numbers, go 33. But you see a check for $3,300, right? You're like that, or you see a check for 3,500, you're like, yeah, there you go. That's a lot of money. I know that's like a marketing or a pricing thing too. That's why they do stuff. But I just noticed that. I was like, couldn't just throw the extra 10 in, dude. Like, so, but again, I really enjoyed the first half of this show, as hard as it was, because it didn't make any sense. The whole first half of the show made no sense.
Oh,
And I didn't
n
care
not
at all.
even a yes, 100% yes.
Yeah.
Did not make a
And
lick of sense. They were just throwing matches out there and making you sob in between those matches, or
yes.
possibly during the matches.
Well, see, I all right, so I've been following Rebel on Instagram, so I've seen how she's, her
Oh.
condition's gotten worse. That's how we all
Yeah.
put it. So I knew what to expect. So when she came out, and they actually had the old set. They had like it mic'd right, and she called her Reba, and I was like, okay, this is fun, because
Yeah. It would have it I feel like you almost would have been talking down to her if you would have had her call her rebel in
Right.
that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it would have felt more patronizing than just doing, just pretending that everything was, they pretended everything was normal.
Yes. And that's what I thoroughly enjoyed about this, because a lot of people with disabilities get marginalized, or like pushed to the side, pushed to the back, or and I know how this will sound, but it's true, or just gets treated different. And
Oh,
it's like, man,
right.
I'm sick. I'm not dead. Like, just stop. Like,
Yes, I'm still here, people.
yeah.
Like,
Hey, I can hear you.
throw
Stop
me a
talking about me,
bone.
But yeah, like I enjoyed the segment. It was stupid because they're the bad guys. And people
Oh.
are cheering them because why do they, what? They don't want to boo Britt Baker anyways. They're definitely not going to boo Rebel, which I think would have been fun. Like the crowd, like in a,
Yeah, in a kayfabe,
yeah, like a
just put up,
show
for
of
old
respect,
time's
sort of.
sake.
Yeah. So, and then they have the match, and that's what I wrote in the group message. Like, I hope she interferes. And I popped big when she wheeled down to the ring. I was like, oh my God, she's going to interfere. I mean, she didn't, but gave Britt the glove. And as soon as you saw high end, you're like, oh, she's taking the L. Like,
Oh, yes.
so,
Yeah, we all knew who was looking up at the lights for this matchup.
And did you notice Britt Baker didn't do a whole lot in this match?
She avoided a whole lot of wrestling.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird.
Yep, that was definitely in it, 'cause it was one of those things that I Oh, maybe because Chris and I have done the last couple of AEW shows, that it's one of those things that Britt Baker does not seem like she's back for wrestling.
No, it's because I know she had apparently health problems, so.
And this did not do anything to quell any of that speculation, because I don't feel like anything's been said out loud to anyone by anyone with, true medical knowledge of her situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me it's question you never know no, but yeah, she looks like she's in good shape,
Yeah.
but she definitely did she do some stuff? Yeah. Did she generally run around the ring and not actually wrestle? Yeah.
Yes. Here's the thing. She still looks like a star. I mean, you see the way she
Oh.
carries herself, all that stuff. You're like, yeah, she still has the it factor. So, I mean, there's
Yes.
not much really else to say about the match. I didn't care. Like that wasn't the point of it. And,
Oh no. And I about 'cause I had already seen it in the morning, but I still got a chuckle out of it again when Britt jumped into Rebel's wheelchair. And they went to the back, and I mean, I think she did intentionally back up
I
the
was
ramp,
terrified.
knowing how her chair works, because like it
I'm
seemed like
guessing
that
she
was,
trusted that chair more than I did.
and the fact that her and Britt almost took a tumble, I'm like, oh my gosh,
She
but
was.
then they made the save, and even she was just like, oh my God. Like, you could see it in Rebel's eyes. She was just like, oh, that was kind of close. But she's just like, okay, back to the bit. And yeah, the whole roll ROLL model
Yeah,
thing
I like that.
was a fun part of the whole gag, at least the portion of the night that she was featured.
Yeah, dude, when she was backing up, I was saying out loud, oh, please don't tip over. Please don't tip over. And then she hits a wire or something and it bounced and I gasped, like, oh, and then it goes over and immediately, like Fast and Furious, just twists that thing and goes the other way. I was like, damn. All right. But I
Yeah,
mean,
she was out of there after that.
yeah, Britt Baker's crying. And I'm like, I'm supposed to be booing this woman? Like, this is gonna carry over. And like, so, but yeah, that was just cool. Like, I don't know. I'm sure someone's gonna bitch about it, but shut up. Like, it's AEW. You know? Don't worry about it.
Oh,
That's
yeah,
all.
it's one of the few times that I'm just gonna be like, okay, yeah, like it is what it like. They did a bit specifically for the show. You're probably not gonna see that ever again. So just enjoy it for what it is. And
Well, I mean, that's the sad part. I don't know, obviously, her situation, but I don't know what her travel's like, if she can, how much she should. So this could be the last time we even see her on TV, like live and in person. Because she did say it's terminal. And, you
yeah,
know.
well, and they mentioned what that most people, 'cause they, I mean, they said it out loud in the promo that most people, when officially diagnosed, only have 2 to 5 years. I'm just like, that is rough.
And it's like, so they give us that. I don't remember how it's pieced together, but then Excalibur is reading a statement about Andy Williams, the Butcher. And I'm like, man, this doesn't seem very heartfelt. Like, he's reading it. You know, like most of the time, Excalibur would just talk, but you could tell he was reading it. And then he started breaking up, and I was just like, oh no, that's why he's reading it. Oh no, I
Yeah,
was quick
you
to
could.
judge.
Oh no, you
Oh.
could. It to me, I knew that one was bad when, as much as I dislike Taz, you could already see it. They went to that shot, and you could just see like Taz was about ready to bawl
He looked like
already.
he was almost in tears the whole show. And especially that part, for absolutely sure. Yes.
Yeah, like I was just like, oh my gosh, this one's gonna be rough. And of course I have to laugh at Tony just sitting there just patting Excalibur on the back
Yeah.
like he didn't even hear a word of what Excalibur just said.
Yeah, Tony sat there a lot with that mirror face this show.
Oh my
But yeah, he's like,
gosh.
Tony's like, be a professional, motherfucker, get through this. Like, it's my friend. This is my friend, man. It's like, okay. And then he had that crushing thing. And like, he was already hurt and reading it. And then he goes, you know, it sucks for all of us that he's gone, but we're all better off for having known it. And I'm like, oh God, get out of here. Like, go to commercial. And then I think they came back with Rebel talking about her journey, right?
I
I'm like,
believe so. Like,
let me get off the floor. I mean, as
yeah,
fun as the
it
match
was.
was, you know, like, can't we
Yeah,
just have that be it?
that first hour was just, oh my gosh. Like I said, just waterworks half the time. Like, 'cause yeah, like, even with the Andy Williams stuff, the Butcher stuff, it's just like, I didn't really listen to his band. You know, just thought he was okay as a wrestler. And that was one of those moments where it's just like, well, it feels like you genuinely needed to be backstage. Because even, I feel like
Yes.
Willow was like, hey, you helped kind of pump me up to, you know, get back on my journey to becoming a women's champion. And, you know, like there were so many people talking about how great he was behind the scenes. And yeah, that's just like one of those wild things. It's just like, well, evidently you legitimately, in some ways, had to be there to understand his impact. And there's no way for any of us behind a microphone to really be able to gauge that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he wasn't ex like, it's a hard thing to talk about it like this, but he wasn't a major presence. Like Butcher and Blade weren't a major presence. Now, they did have some big spots, right? But then they both got
Yes.
hurt. So they were gone. And then they were off TV and the contracts expired. So it's like as the audience or the fan, I'm like, well, and like someone dying in that, like someone dying in wrestling always sucks. It's like, God damn it, another one. But in this case, it's kind of
Yeah.
like, well, this wasn't anything nefarious. I mean, who knows? He was in Every Time I Die. God knows what they used to do. I mean, I don't know. But.
I feel like they broke up and at least three of the members are in a different band together. I'm not saying he's at fault for anything, but I'm just pointing out stuff that happened. So I don't know if that was substance abuse related or just, hey, they
Well,
could have
wasn't
just
didn't their
not
lead
liked
singer
each
go
other.
crazy?
Oh, I forgot their lead singer did go crazy.
Yeah, it was
That
something like
really
that.
was that
And that was
really
the
was
end.
the main that really was the main thing. And
But yeah,
yeah,
so
that's kind of wild that they decided not to just replace him somehow.
yeah.
But
But it's like
anywho.
with him, it's funny because I was actually listening to, and this will make sense in a second. I was listening to Rob Conway on that Chris Van Vliet show. Because I was like, I forgot about Rob Conway. And it was just interesting because he was talking about the people he was riding with. He was in a car with Randy Orton, him, and somebody else. And then he was in a car with, Sylvain Brunet, La Resistance. Then he was in a car with Cena and somebody else. And it's like, you were? You know what I mean? So it's like,
That's always a very fascinating thing. To go back, in those days, like who rode with whom,
yeah, like
especially
who's
when it's
friends with
not
who?
something that, like when La Resistance is together, you're like, okay, whatever. Like they're just continuing the gimmick. But then there are those, it seems like there are a number of like oddball pairings. You're like, huh? And yeah, Rob Conway, John Cena, and anyone else is just one of those groupings that you're just looking at it like, huh?
Well, I remember what CM Punk said. He was driving with Kofi. I was like, what? Like, a long time ago, like, that's craziness. Oh, okay. But it just shows you, like, where I'm going with this is you don't know the bonds like these guys make. So to see, like, all of these people talking about Andy Williams, who on TV didn't have the impact of, like, a Luke Harper, like, that whole show was brutal.
Yes.
And so as a viewer, you don't see the impact he has, and he apparently did for a lower mid-card guy or jobber, really. They didn't win a whole lot, so it's wild.
Yeah. He is definitely closer to enhancement talent than anything else. And I think that's one thing that was really surprising. Like I said, like kind of seeing the Willow post, and I feel like some of the other people just in the locker room posted about him, and I'm like, man, like this guy really like was he was all up in the locker room everywhere, evidently.
And to go like this route, I really liked the Butcher and Blade gimmick. It was really indie, but it was just cool looking. And then the problem was when, like, what's the other guy's name? Brandon Sutter? No.
Yes.
But this, okay. It was like when the mask came off, it was like, oh, just another bald guy. Where Andy Williams, at least, his facial hair was wild when he wanted it to be. And then he had that really dramatic knee drop that he would do, before the move, which, by the way, is not nearly as easy as Andy Williams used to make it look. Because Mark Davis tried doing it, and he did, like, as a tribute, and Mark Davis looked goofy as hell doing that thing. So, he had that perfected. But yeah, but just a brutal first hour. Like, man,
Hey.
we had the happiness, and then, oh my God, just laying it off. And I know there was a six-man tag to start, whatever. So.
Yeah, that was the only thing that was not tear jerking in that first hour, because that was just one of those, kind of things, I suppose. Like, I don't,
Yeah.
because I'm trying to remember who all was involved, but you just knew that Swerve and New
Oh, yeah.
Level were
Yeah, it was them
winning
versus
this.
the
Oh,
conglomeration. Roddy,
yeah.
Kyle O'Reilly, and Orange. I was like,
Yep.
okay.
Yeah,
So.
that's one of those ones where they have enough history where you can sell them as former champions. So it's like, hey, they're credible challengers. And it's just like, well, they're not winning this one.
No,
You
they're not.
know, but
But the thing is, they
it's
should
just as
be.
easy to write off.
Yeah, but remember how great Orange Cassidy's run was as an international champion?
That is probably more years ago now than I want
Yeah,
to
I think
know.
two.
Like it's
I think two.
yeah, it's it we're probably approaching 2 years at this
Yeah.
point that
And he's just been an afterthought for the most part. Now, he did get hurt too, which didn't help things, but.
no, but he hasn't. I mean, he's been back from that injury for a while now and just has not been able to recapture. You know, it's the, well, I mean, we talk about the Tony Khan shiny toy problem all the time. Like when he got injured, Orange lost his shiny toy status.
Yeah,
And it's
because
just,
Orange was putting on the best matches of the card
yes.
at that time. So,
Yep. Yeah, he was kind of de facto champion because of how much work he was putting in at that time.
yeah, because he led off every episode of Impact with at least a 15-minute banger.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
loses, and, goodbye, son.
Yeah. Yep. Now he's with a bunch of clowns.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess to snap us out of the first hour of sulking here, Andrade El Idolo, Beast Mortos, I still am unsure if I've seen a Beast Mortos W on TV at this point. Maybe in a tag match. But other than that, this man loses singles matches. You can try to sell me on his credentials for now until the end of the year, and I'm still just gonna look at you the same way. Like, why are you wasting my time?
Yeah, he won a singles match on a Collision episode last year. And no, I'm not making that up. I actually saw it. And I was like, oh my God, he won a
Fair.
match. Now, that being said, yeah. And also, whose cornflakes did he piss in? This match was, what, 5 minutes long? For a guy
That it.
called Beast Muertos. And I mean, he barely got any offense in. And that was it. Like, okay. Did you and Mercedes break up or something? Like,
That stuck out to me when I looked over at the review to start the transition, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like that is, like you said, if that WWE TV, you just shrug your shoulders and you move along with your day. In AEW, if you're anywhere under 12 minutes, you feel like someone's Wheaties got pissed in.
Yeah. Well, especially for a guy who came over to AEW, and they have done zilch with him. I mean, nothing. Which is a lot of wrestlers, by the way. But
Oof, yeah.
he never even got the shiny toy treatment. It was, here's Beast
No.
Meritos, you're not winning anymore.
Yeah,
Okay.
one of the he's the Wizard of Mexican Wrestling. Okay, great. Well, I
I
mean,
thought
he
he was a
needs
beast.
the.
I didn't see a goofy cool hat on his head. What are
Oh
you talking
no, I'm
about?
sorry. Techicero is the wizard.
Another guy I don't remember ever wearing. So.
I was gonna say I get my Mexican wrestlers who lose a lot on TV mixed up sometimes.
Well, Hechicero is part of the Don Callis family. I don't think Brees Muertos is. I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't
Okay.
think so.
Good for Beast Mortos, I
Yeah.
suppose.
But,
He just
yeah,
loses on
so.
his own instead of losing for the Don Callis family.
Yeah. And then Andrade just talks about being number one contender or something. And you're like, I'm sorry, his catchphrase is stupid. Like,
How
it
you
doesn't make any
know?
sense. So, whatever. But I will say this.
The fans are into it.
Yes.
I will
Yes.
give him that.
He's far
So.
more over and utilized probably correctly in AEW than he ever was in WWE. So this time around.
Well, yes, I think that he's at least modified the gimmick enough that he's found better footing here. The catchphrase has helped. I do feel like he didn't wrestle very well there for a couple of years. Like even at the end of his AEW run, like I don't remember him really having bangers. I feel like he's gone back to kind of having bangers here again. That has definitely helped out some. And yeah, like he seems more comfortable. Because yeah, like NXT great, WWE terrible, AEW round one terrible, WWE round two terrible. And they this has really been a sustained push for him since he's come back. Like he has been in the upper part of the card since he's come back. So good for him.
He's the national champion, whatever that means, and the number one contender. So, all right, good for you, dude.
Yeah,
Good.
he's going to be the greatest national champion ever, but he's still more concerned about being number one contender. So
I would be.
something that you pointed out. Oh my gosh. Are they sure they did not flip-flop the times here?
Okay.
I am a little bit shocked to find out that Will Ospreay versus David Finlay lasted 10 and a half minutes.
Yes. And that match was exactly what it should have been.
Just because it was such an ass-kicking on Ospreay's part. I'm a little bit surprised that it lasted 10 and a half minutes.
Yeah, every time I would look or I would look up or whatever else, I'm like, David Finley still get his ass kicked. Oh, here, all right. Daddy comes back, and then it just gets cut off for a Styles Clash. And I'm like, he's not using a Styles Clash as a transition move. I'm like, oh my God. And then they count it three, and it's like, oh, wow. Okay, nice. So, that was good.
Yeah, this is definitely one where even I don't I guess I'm not gonna ask who's Wheaties David Finley Piston just because I mean whatever. He's been a flop since he came to AEW, so who really cares?
Well, I heard someone
And
describe him as a good worker to have in the ring, and I was like, ooh, that's not good.
good for you, sir. Good for you.
But also in this match though, like you got a confident Ospreay again. You know, he
Oh,
wasn't like the, oh
yes.
shucks, I'm gonna fight this guy now. I'll do my best. Like, no. And then he even confronts Moxley backstage. It was like, hell yes, finally. Like,
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out if that happened before or after. This matchup. But yeah, that was one yeah, I think you and I definitely complained about him being too timid and him going up the mo oh yeah, 'cause it was after this because the dogs were gonna do something to someone and Jon Moxley kind of called them off.
yeah, and the less Gabe Kidd I get, the better too.
I was having a good laugh. Gabe Kidd clearly not American. I don't know where that bum's from, but I had a good laugh that he had a t-shirt that just said USA on the back, and I'm like, yeah, he's from England. I'm like, what is what
I
is
missed that
happening
part.
here? Yeah.
Yeah, I.
So, yeah, he hung out with Robin Hood. That's why he sounds the way that he does.
Yeah, but it's like he's backstage with the dot with like the Death Riders. I was like, man, guys, there's got to be a story here. He's got to choose one or the other. Like, this doesn't make any sense, but whatever. But like, I like the segment because it showed Will Ospreay finally like standing up
Oh,
instead of being the
yes.
aw shucks and like, oh, I hope I can do this. Like, man, no one wants to see that the champion. I really hope I can get through this one. What?
Yeah, I did like he's like, "Hey, I appreciate everything that you did, but I also know that I need to beat you to prove that I'm a good champion." And yeah, it's just a good message to have. And he's just like, "I have the game plan to beat you." And I guess that's really the third part of his promo that is just like, yeah, awesome. That is exactly what I want to hear.
And I've really grown to like the Moxley role. Like, he keeps that continental title, like, it's important because he's got it. As soon as he loses it, it won't be anymore. But it also,
Fair.
it really shows him as like, he's kind of like final boss sort of thing,
Oh,
even when he's not
yes.
the main event. And he does play it like that. He plays it like he knows that. So if you
Oh,
want to get
yeah.
through something, you've got to go through him. And I think, has he had the most matches in AEW? I know Orange
Bra.
Cassidy did at one point.
Probably.
But
I'm not completely sure.
it's like, I like this role.
Yeah.
And I think that it's finally figured out, like, he's not a bad guy. He's a tweener, if you will. And he's not scared. And yeah, it's kind of what Will Ospreay should be. So, maybe
No.
after this match, that's kind of where it'll go. That'd be pretty sweet. But this is a match to look forward to. It's just, unfortunately, I don't really want to spend the money to get this after this appliance binge we just had to do. So,
Oh man. If we want to take the garbage out here, I don't know. I was trying to figure out some appliance to transition that did not work. Anywho, Darby Allin and Steve Borden take on Mark Davis and Josh Alexander.
whatever.
Yeah, it was what it should have been, honestly. Like, and this is another one where kind of on the short end for AEW, only a 12-minute match. And
Good.
yeah, Darby Allin gets to take his beating. The only thing that I keep on wondering about now is there was that whole controversy with AJ Styles' kid not setting up chairs on the indies or something like that. And I just sit there and I'm like, oh, did they force Steve Borden to set up chairs in the arena for AEW today? Like that's still just floating in my brain, just being a smart ass.
We never talk about the Avery Styles thing, but what a dipshit thing. You're paying him to wrestle, correct? He's not at a school wrestling. He's not at like some local brewery show where the whole crew needs to pitch in. He's on an indie show that you paid him to be a wrestler at. There's
And
no
it's
paying your
televised.
dues. There's no paying your goddamn dues. I showed up to do a job. That's business. Idiots. So stupid. It's a
It was
completely
gross.
different atmosphere, but whatever. So I thought Steve Borden looked good. I don't know.
Hey, for he's kind of in that kind of NXT category where you're like, oh yeah, this guy has not wrestled much. He looked good for what he did, but it's also like, oh yeah, again, how many times have all of us talked about it? This is not shocking that people spent years doing this before they got on TV in the past. Now it's like, okay, yep, people like you. You have a following. You're hitting TV. Like, there's not a whole lot of cooking on the ind some people cook on the indies, but there are definitely other people like Mr. Borden that get a fast track to TV. And
Well,
we
he's
all get
35
to.
years old, I think. So, gotta hurry up.
Oh gosh, I didn't realize he was that
Yeah, he's
old.
something like that. Yeah.
I mean, everyone kept on making it sound like he was just playing at the University of Kentucky. I guess that's why I assumed he was at least younger than that. Good gravy. That man should be like a CPA by now or something.
Yeah, he's 34. 34. Yep.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, so.
Okay. We can continue the I don't know if it was you and I or Chris and I that talked about how AEW's roster isn't any younger than the
No, it was
WWE's.
you and me. Probably Chris too. Yeah, it's
Okay.
not. Yeah, it's like they both have plenty of younger guys. At least WWE's doing something with some of their younger guys, though. So,
Oh yes.
but.
Yeah. There are definitely more things bubbling there. Well, we really got a repeat of a segment here. With Tekla, Mercedes Moné, and Willow Nightingale.
You can just say that every time Tekla's on. It's rinse, repeat. So.
Hey, I mean, we did find out that she was in a punk band in Vienna.
Okay. So. Like, okay. So, yeah.
We talked about the Moxley and Will Ospreay segment because that did
Yep. Like
happen
that.
almost at the main event here. Main event, Kyle Fletcher and Kevin Knight take on the Young Bucks in a tables match. Both representatives, I believe, of the tag team needed to go through tables in this one, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't see this match, so this is all you.
Oh my
I
gosh.
totally missed it and
How
forgot to watch it. Yeah.
it well, a standard complaint here. I don't need 15 minutes overrun, people, especially when this match pretty much entirely takes place in the overrun.
Yep.
And yeah, this is kind of wild that a 15-minute match is the longest match of the night on AEW. Like that, I guess I'm realizing how much of a rarity this night was that none of these matches went really beyond the WWE time limit here. Yeah, everyone's pretending like the tag team division is somewhere to be. Like, I guess it would maybe the only thing notable about this, and it's not even really about the match to me, is that because of the backstage segment, it kind of looks like Kevin Knight and Kyle Fletcher are on the same page, so they might be another one of the tag teams that are in the tag team division,
If Kyle
especially
Fletcher
after.
and Kevin Knight are a tag team, that is a step back for the both of them. Kevin Knight just 2 pay-per-views ago main evented a pay-per-view, a legitimate pay-per-view. Kyle Fletcher's been bred to be a singles top main event talent for 2 years. This better not be what happened. You know what I mean? Like, that is a giant
Yeah.
step back, regardless of how you feel about Kyle Fletcher or Kevin Knight. Like, oh, we have nothing to do for these guys. Yes, you do. Get this Okada thing going quick. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, move that along. Like Kevin Knight can be the new shiny toy because I mean, oh my God, Don Callis has shiny toy syndrome as much as Tony Khan does in his own family.
Yeah.
And plus, he also especially like, and they've proven it with Takeshita. Well, they've proven it with everyone really at this point. Takeshita, Osprey, and Omega was the first one where Don Callis just moves along with his business, after, someone leaves the group. Like, it really doesn't change his mentality at all. Like, that man has been steadfast in his beliefs. So I guess God bless in that department. But, yeah, Kyle Fletcher, and I guess the point is Kyle Fletcher can leave the Don Callis family and they're just going to keep on going with that thing. And it's fine that Kevin Knight is the main guy. Like, and it's still wild to me again. Like, I know that we probably haven't said it recently, but, this is what every AEW fan feared the WWE would do to Okada, but now they're cheering it just simply because it's on AEW TV. Just that guy is being a chismo dick at best and just a Japanese stereotype, and everyone's just eating it up because they think it's funny now. Just again, but it's strictly because it's under an AEW banner. And those same people would be bitching about it if this happened in the WWE.
I mean, he's. I mean, yes, we can talk about NXT for a little bit, but it's like even like Naraku or Naraku, those weird segments he had back, like this whole feud with him and I keep wanting to call him Bodie Miller. I don't know who Bodie Miller is. Is he a skier or something? Okay.
He is a drunk, well, I don't know if he's still drunk, but yeah, man had substance abuse issues, but was
That's right.
an excellent skier when not partaking.
Yeah, but it's like it's Shiloh Hill. They don't even sound the same. But like this
No.
whole feud with like, I still don't know if that's his real voice. You know, it
Oh.
just doesn't like that voice doesn't fit his look. I guess it's what's tripping me up. But.
Yeah, I feel I didn't have that ever since that moment a couple of months ago or whenever it was that it definitely felt like they AI dubbed over a voice. I do feel like it's been like I feel like whatever that speech pattern is has been consistent. So they're either using the same translator or he's just doing his own material. Like I not sure which one it is, honestly, but it's definitely not been. If they're farming that out, it's not as terrible as it was in that
But it's like I like this feud because it's keeping Shiloh Hill busy, and he's in the ring with a veteran. Regardless of what you think of Evil or
moment.
Naraku, he's at
Oh.
least in there with a veteran, so
Yes.
that'll help him. And he gets to learn about the ways of the Mist, which just cracks me up. All the different color representation. Like I never once thought of that, you know.
Yeah, I mean it's one of those to me. I think I kind of either said it about last week's NXT or this week's NXT is that the main positive I'd say is it and this feud is a good example. I thought Naraku was going to be Shinsuke Nakamura's tag team partner. Turns out to be Takahashi, AKA Kyoki, I believe is what they're calling him now. But so yeah, it's just like okay, Naraku's staying down there. He's definitely in a feud with Shiloh Hill, and like you said, like it seems like a good thing to do. Evil slash Naraku seems like a good guy to have down there, like in this role, this kind of a role where, like you said, like he's still, even by WWE standards, young enough where he can burn a year, I suppose. Like they could also call him up more quickly should they want to.
But it's like
But
you take Evil from New Japan and put him in NXT. It's just kind of weird. I mean, I guess it's to like learn how WWE does stuff, but as we're slowly starting to see, WWE needs to like freshen some stuff up. So Maybe it would be better if he just came in and wrestled the way he did in New Japan. Regardless of your feelings on it, just something different. But yeah, but it keeps telling he'll busy and on TV and growing.
Oh, and I was
So
gonna say, I kind of like the different myths do different things. I'm like, this is a fun, goofy storyline that I'm
it's like
here
Green
for.
Lantern.
Like,
Well, they created the different rings for the different emotional spectrums. So, which I'm not a fan of, but whatever. So,
Oh, well,
yeah,
I
but they
do,
were just
because wasn't there like a Blue Lantern
there's
or
a
something
Blue
in the old
Lantern is Hope.
Justice? Oh,
No,
I mean, hasn't that been? Oh,
Sinestro was
Sinestro?
dressed in blue, but he had a yellow ring. Because
Oh,
that was based
okay.
on fear in him. So,
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
And the orange is greed or jealousy or selfishness. So that's Larfleeze. He's the only one that has it. Purple is something. Love? Can't remember. Red is anger or hatred. And then, you got
No.
your green, which is will. Or
No.
fearless, on the Lantern show, which I'm still waiting for them to address that, but whatever. Still a good show. So, but
Fair.
yeah, back to NXT. This show just had some goofy nonsense on it. I liked AEW better this week again, actually. What was with the Charlie Dempsey thing? He cuts a babyface promo. And then they all team up to beat up a guy that by the week I'm lowering my expectations for, Zilla Fah 2. And I'm supposed to boo. Like, I'm confused.
Yeah, Charlie Dempsey also wearing a dad polo didn't help out.
No.
They need to stop bringing back William Regal and Fit Finlay. Those men are still gigantic.
Yes.
And they are dwarfing their sons and the entire group. And
Yeah.
I don't know how you
Finley
solve
looked like
that.
he could beat everybody up at any time throughout his career. I mean, dead serious. Finley just looks like one of those guys. So.
Yeah. And I mean, he still looks like he could beat up all of Birthright without
Yeah,
a
by
problem.
himself and without the
And
shillelagh. Yeah.
so yeah, like that was really weird to have, like you said, like, oh, it really was a baby face promo, and then they go and beat a bunch of people or beat a guy up. And it's just like, huh? 4-on-1. You're just looking at it like,
Yeah.
I don't get this.
But it's been a few weeks now. How do you feel about Zilla Fah 2?
Like
Yeah,
you said,
exactly.
it's been kind of weird. The fact that I'm supposed to really pop for Hallow is,
Yeah.
I still would rather do Winza
Yeah.
than I'm sorry for everyone's eardrums that just
Yeah.
died, because that's way more fun than
It is.
some weird hello
Yeah.
thing that you're doing. And yeah, I don't know. I guess I kind of, since he attacked Tony, I seem to think he was going to be a heel, but now they're positioning him as a baby face. So that's always something that it's just like, especially when you get beat down 4-on-1.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh no, are you going to have these guys look like weenies again? Not that I think Birthright deserve anything, but holy smokes, like you guys are just, I mean, I feel like this is Calvin on the back of a truck, he's just urinating
Yeah.
all over Birthright. Like, I feel like they're more dead in the water than Dark State, which
Who
wasn't
showed
good,
up
really.
finally, but it was funny, and I'm gonna be mean about it, but like when they had, the NXT releases or whatever that they announced, I didn't
Oh,
expect to see a bunch of these people.
you
And
know, I never went to go look at that list.
there's really no one you're gonna miss. Adriana Rizzo's gone,
Yeah,
but
that's there
I mean, it
is.
makes sense. She's the poor woman's been hurt left and right,
Oh yeah, she's
So
definitely one that if she genuinely wants to get back into it, is gonna need to go the indie route.
yeah.
Oh, you know what? You mentioned maybe the other
Yeah,
big one,
Jasper Troy.
Jasper Troy.
Now, I will say, what was her name? Ariane. That one surprised me because
Who?
she was in Evolve.
No, your voice dipped, so I didn't hear you at all.
I'm sorry. She was the anime girl in Evolve. She's a local wrestler from around here. And
Oh, okay.
I thought like, oh, they grabbed her before somebody else was grabbing her. And it turns out they let her go already. And it's like, that's kind of crazy to me. But she's also very young, so they can grab her back again. But
Oh.
yeah, so
Yeah.
but like I see Dark State shows up, I was like, oh, they're still here.
Oh, well,
Okay.
I guess I'm not surprised. I'm seeing Wendy Chu on the list.
Yeah, it's been years, so
Yeah, that is definitely one that
yeah, so.
unsurprised.
But it's like, okay, cool. And but yeah, just I expected to see people's names not on that list that weren't. And I do wonder if there's some still to come, because I'm not insinuating they're releasing Jada Parker, okay? What the hell was that match? She beat her clean. Kalani Jordan beat her clean. And it just came like out of nowhere, and it was over. Like, wait, what?
This is one of those how many times have we talked about it here recently? Why are you doing this match? You know, why are
Yeah.
you putting this per, you know, it's been different per people. It's been different situations. Most of them have been championship situations, mind you. But this is one where Jada Parker picks up this big win against Natalya, supposedly. As much as we made fun of her, you know, at least on NXTV, this was supposed to be a big deal.
Yeah.
And then you immediately have her lose a championship match to the new champion.
Right. Yes, clean.
Clean. And like you said, like I sat there and it was something where I was watching it and I don't know if I looked away for a moment or what happened. And I'm like, did I just miss something? And I legitimately rewound it, going like, hold on, I missed some big move to lead to this finish, right?
Nope.
And it's just like she barely missed a hypnotic, and then Kalani hits the split-legged moonsault, and we're done. And I'm
Yeah.
like,
And they
there
just
isn't.
went. No, go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry. Let me interrupt.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say there isn't something more to this, like. There wasn't, you know, Natalya didn't come out to cost her. Thea Hale didn't come out to cost her, you know, Jada for some reason. Like, for all of the interfering that happens, like, this is one of those times where I'm like, okay, I guess if you're going to have some interference happen, like, this would be a passable reason to have Jada Parker lose. And it doesn't happen. She just, like you said, straight up loses. And it's just like,
Yeah.
What are we doing with this woman?
Yeah,
Like,
there,
can't.
she's a big start stop or stop start, however you want to look at it. It's wild to me. Like, there wasn't even like, oh my gosh, she lost. You know, like, it was like, oh, and Lana Jordan wins, and we're back to the backstage segment. Like, just like everything you covered, she beat Natalya. She made Natalya tap out to her own move, and 2 weeks later, she's jobbing out. So it's got to be a couple things. Is she moving up to the main roster? And that's why? But if that's the case, why have her lose? Like, I don't understand their obsession with, well, if I'm moving to the main roster, I gotta lose on my way out. No, you don't. I got called to the main roster. That's how it works. You know, like, I don't need the job
Yeah,
on the way out.
it is definitely one of those. I'm not even going to call that a Vinceism because I feel like, jobbing in your territory before you moved along was around before Vince. This is just one of those
Right.
wrestling things that's been ingrained in people's brains, and it's just like, as we've kind of documented here, like it. The wrestling industry has just changed, and it's just like, guys, like, stop. Like, there are some tropes that you can do away with.
Yeah.
And yes, people losing before they go up to the main roster can 100% be one of those things.
Yeah,
Like,
I
if
mean,
you want to have
unless you're
them
the
lose.
champion, obviously. But even then, they've got called out sometimes. So.
I'm okay with, someone losing the champion. A championship, but yeah, like some of these other people have just stuck around just to lose after losing their championship before getting called up. And it's just like, okay, it's getting kind of weird here, guys. Like, you're sending a loser up to the main roster now.
And but I guess I'm like, well, people don't watch NXT, they do WWE. Okay, fine. I give up arguing that. So
Yeah,
whatever.
you,
But yeah,
you, you,
I thought this was
you,
bizarre. And really, it was a
yeah.
prime opportunity for a surprise and have Kalani Jordan go up to the main roster after this. She won her match, gone.
Oh,
You know? Like, oh my God, what just
hey,
happened?
that was the only thought running through my head that made me not think that this was 100% going Kalani's direction. Like,
Yeah.
hey. Maybe that, like you said, maybe they're doing this just so that when Kalani is on the main roster, they can call her a former NXT champion and no one's going to
Yeah.
question it.
Well, you know
And
what? They could have
no,
called her a former.
not.
She already had the accolades, though.
Oh, yeah.
First ever North American champion, TNA champion. Like,
Yeah,
okay.
she did
So,
not need.
no.
Well, yeah, that's another topic we've talked about and beaten to death. Like,
Yeah,
we're,
yeah.
but again, like, I think that's one of those, that's the only good thing maybe that came out of that segment. And again, to kind of go back to my point where, for whatever reason, she seems to be down there. And I think that's a good thing for the division. Like, they can't. They have definitely emptied a lot of people onto the main roster. And especially in the last 2 years, like it definitely
Yeah.
feels like they need at least a little more time to even the women's division. It's definitely not as deep as it had been. Like, I still feel like they have people on the upswing more in the women's side than the men's side. But yeah, it feels like some of these people that are actually there could cook longer. Kalani not really on that list, obviously,
No.
but hey, if she's gonna stay down there, I guess she needs a win, and that's like one of the few positives that I can find out of this is that
Yeah.
she needed a title defense against someone who was. They just don't have that many believable women. Like, it is kind of funny that they don't have. That Naraku role, it doesn't seem like there's a woman on the indies that can fill that role.
No,
You know,
I mean,
like.
they're even like bring like No offense to Thea Hale, okay? I like Thea Hale. She's been nothing forever. Now all of a sudden they're pushing her on us, and early utilize her, however we want to look at it, but it's like out of the blue, Thea Hale's all over the place.
Yeah, she
You're
wants to
like,
be
wait,
North
what?
American champion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Without ha
Without having to be
without
an
having
accident.
done much, and the last thing again that we saw from her, losing to Natalya. Why am I supposed to take you seriously for the US Championship if the last match you had on TV was an L?
Yeah. So it's like the women still out far surpass the men. Don't get me wrong, but
Right.
I don't know. I losing Lola Vice. Okay, putting Kendall Gray on the shelf. Okay, Ren Sinclair now suspended because poor Robert Stone forgot to mention she hit a referee. That's probably why she's suspended, but. It would have been nice if you're like, hey, I can't have this, you hitting a referee. But he just
Yeah.
suspended her for nothing. Like, what, I interfered? So?
That's I do follow her on the Instagram for her Wednesday posts, and I just kind of had to laugh when she's like, "Hey, my old buddies in the NQCC put someone through a table. They didn't get suspended. Why did I get
Yeah.
suspended?" Like him not mentioning the referee part definitely gives you a
Really
little.
messed it up.
Gives you a little leeway to argue that for the
Yeah.
I did like that. That was one of those changes that I did like this week. If there is some time where it's just like, because we've kind of made fun of the WWE for making Tony D'Angelo too serious. There is a little bit of if Ren Sinclair wanted to get somewhere more, she did need to be more serious, I feel like, and this was definitely a first step towards
Yeah.
that.
And
Will it
by the
lead to
way,
anything? I don't know, but
no. Is Kendall Gray really hurt? Like, why is she off TV? Kalani Jordan beating her made no sense whatsoever. No follow-up this week makes no sense whatsoever.
Other
Like,
than I feel like the indefinitely part was tacked on this week. Other than that, no real updates. And it is one of those situations where I keep on thinking about it. And I'm like, are you guys just taking her off TV just to take her off TV? Because like she's kind of Gunther, and you don't want her losing too much on TV.
yeah. Heaven forbid you wouldn't want your champion to lose. I'm
So
sorry. I'm sorry.
yeah.
Have your champion keep winning. Oh, the horror.
So yeah, it is one of those. Hold on. If she was really injured, why did you let her wrestle the match to start with
Yeah.
against Kalani? Like, why didn't we just kind of have some type of, transition, whether it's Robert Stone making a match or whatever the heck ends up happening. Yeah, like I feel like I've had more questions than answers for
Yeah.
the Kendall Gray situation.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like there's been an indication one way or the other. Like covering up someone's ear, like it could be a gimmick. Like I don't feel like I've read anything anywhere about one way or the other with this kind of
Yeah.
quote unquote injury
Yeah, and
until I learn otherwise.
then we got Zarya. Wait, there was Zarya.
Yeah,
We just
Thea
mentioned her.
Hale.
Thea Hale, and was it? Who the hell was it? Kaylee Armstrong? No.
No, I think Callie's going off after the main belt. There, I'm trying to scroll
I cannot
down
remember.
to who else
But.
was. Oh, okay, here we go. I finally got to the segment here, because it was four different women. Oh, that's right, Izzy Dame.
Oh, that's why I forgot, because it was god awful. Ugh. This high school drama club nonsense. Oh, I immediately got turned off to it. I was like, this stinks. Just let Zarya be a badass. Like, I'm gonna peel you layer by layer and get to the real you. Like, what are we doing? Like, Zarya's just a badass. But I'm gonna show you that she's not. Shut up. I did not like this at all. And I don't look forward to the bad, like, backstage stuff they're probably gonna do with this. When Zarya should just be tearing through asses, you know? But
Yeah, just when they got Zarya in a good spot, they seem like they're going down a road that I would not prefer. I will put it this, like I'm not sure that this is the downfall yet, but this is definitely the opening for a downfall. Oh yeah, yeah, kind of forgot about that. What else did oh, because that's the main event. What the hell
Man, you had
was
all the tag
the
teams get together backstage. You're like, oh, okay. Well, you had the
oh
Creed
you
brothers versus the Italian dude and Noam Dar. And the Creed's just tossing him all
come
over the
on.
place.
Well, unless you're from Sicily, my skin, my ancestor's skin color is not not quite looking like that. He is
Yeah.
Spanish, sir. Reminder,
I thought he said he was
Spanish.
Italian. Seriously.
Oh, I swear, do I have it
Oh,
wrong?
okay, my bad. Never mind. So
I could have it
I honestly
wrong.
thought he was said Italian. So, okay, whatever.
I'm gonna need to look that up now just to check my own factoids there. What? Oh yeah, but they do seem like they're trying to reboot the tag division, which is, I guess, fine.
Yeah. It was funny to watch Julius Creed manhandle people. Because,
Oh.
I mean, he's an MMA guy, so.
That was definitely one of those situations where I forgot there were a couple of those segments on the night that I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's been that long on NXT. And one was involving the Creeds when Vic's like, we haven't seen them since Halloween Havoc 2023. So I'm like, oh my gosh, they have been off of NXT and on the main roster for almost 3 years now.
Yeah. And that's how little they've been utilized on the main roster.
Oh, and you
I
know
mean,
what? It was we already talked about it, but Charlie Dempsey's promo, he's like, I've been here 6 years. I'm just like,
I
oh my
know.
God, it's been 6 years?
Like, what? Like, not on TV, mind you, but what? So, yeah, I'm still sticking to Birthright ain't it. And I get the feeling this is kind of a last-ditch effort for the Creeds, for whatever reason. I know they, you know, I guess they were sloppy on the main roster, but at the same time, like, well, whose fault is that? Like, if they're not ready to come up, isn't that
Don't call
NXT's
them up.
problem?
Yeah, it seems like well, then you have them train in the place where you specifically made it for training wrestlers.
Yeah.
I again, well, we've mentioned two people on this show that we are mystified at how much time they've spent in NXT,
Yep.
Kalani Jordan and Tony
Yep.
D'Angelo. If you thought that those two needed more time to cook, like we've had two people, like one, you know, a man and a woman, where we're just shrugging our shoulders, like how these guys feel like they're, you know, finished products and ready to go. Like, as impressive as the Creeds were off the bat, it's one of those, they still didn't have that much actual, you know, professional wrestling experience. Like, why did you move them along so quickly if that, you know,
Yeah.
if that was the case? And they're also on a very short list. We've talked about it a lot recently here. That Triple A bounce has not completely gone the Creed's way here,
No.
as it
I
has
expected
with
more
a
out of them.
lot of talents.
Yeah. I expected me to stay down there. Like Taker, maybe even Taker was like, yeah, no, these guys got to go back.
Yeah, Taker's like, no, they got to go back down a rung further here. They've
Yeah.
got to get back to NXT.
I mean, I know they were also, Chad Gable's cronies there. So
Oh, yeah,
maybe that's why.
you couldn't really continue that. So they did need some type of different avenue. And obviously the main roster was not it, even though the main roster is beyond desperate for tag teams. Evidently that was not the answer.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like we had the main event full of guys that, Cruz Montana doesn't need to be in NXT. What's his name? Tony D does not need to be in NXT. I think everybody
Everyone
else
else,
is okay.
yeah, everybody else needs to be in NXT that's on
Yeah. I
this
mean, shit,
list.
Grayson Waller doesn't need to be in NXT, but at least he's getting work, you know? So.
And I'm okay. Like, it feels like it Grayson Waller feels like kind of a Baron Corbin, like, let's go down to NXT to reboot my character. And of course, I'm finding the irony in me saying this, that Baron Corbin is now playing the exact same character that he used to play, and not the rebooted version from NXT,
Yeah, the interesting version.
but yeah, like, I mean, he did it, Corbin did use that initial change down in NXT to get himself back onto the main roster. And it feels like Grayson Waller could still do something like that, is really what I was trying to get to. So, that's fine. If he's down there for, a 6 to 12 month reboot so that he can come up and have better luck, fine. Like, that's an acceptable way to do things here.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a dicey proposal only because of you see what Raw and SmackDown are. Where would Grayson Waller even fit,
Until SmackDown gets that extra hour again, things it still is kind of wild. Like, AEW doesn't utilize their time well enough. The WWE still has enough of a roster that they still don't have enough TV time for everyone, unless you start, really watching main event. But even then, like, those aren't usually main roster people. Those are more like the NXT castoffs that can't get NXT time.
Big Cass is on this week. The guy that been pushing like crazy. He's on
Oh,
main
he's on
event
main
against
event.
Brooks Jensen.
Oh, Brooks Jensen is still around, huh?
Yes. I mean, like I said, it sounds mean, but yeah.
Eh.
So
Yeah,
it's just,
I guess I did see the full list here, and
yeah.
he was not on the list. I
I get the
suppose.
feeling there's probably more,
God bless,
but they're
sir.
just not saying anything because they don't have to tell you. These are probably the people who, these are probably the people who announced it.
Yeah, if it yeah, I was gonna
So,
say, it feels like the news gets out there one way or the other.
but yeah, it. I know we're running up on time. It's not the time to talk about this, but with the way Raw is formatted, everyone has to go to SmackDown. SmackDown only has 2 hours, is formatted better, but there's still not enough room. So it's like
Oh,
we talk
yeah.
about people staying in NXT or Grayson Waller coming back to the main roster. It's like, well, yeah, where are they going? Because Raw is
Yeah.
a 2 hour show, 45 minutes of commercials now, and then 15 minute matches, not including talking segments. It's like, When Triple H took over, he made the matches longer. Well, we don't always need long matches, you know? Just like AEW.
Oh, well, I still
So.
do think that the WWE in general has shorter matches than AEW, but
Oh, yes.
Trips did lengthen things out. And
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, I suppose cutting back on matches would lead to more character development.
Yeah. More promos. Maybe not fucking Funko Pops. That'd be nice too. But I never mind, we gotta get out of here. So I'm convinced Vince McMahon has something to do with creative. I am convinced he has some sort of pull and sway in creative now. They don't talk like normal human beings anymore. They call it a local medical facility again. Even somebody got hurt. Can't remember who got hurt. But they were making up, like not making up, they were going with these those idiotic like medical terms that Vince used to do. All of it's back.
Oh,
No
like
one's saying anything about it. All of
the
it's back.
gorilla monsooning
Yeah. Yeah.
of injuries.
It's like
The
you can't just say, oh, they hurt their orbital
vestibular.
bone. Well, no, it's a vesticular tubular spinal. Like, okay. Why, like all that stuff with Vince is done. Now all of a sudden vernacular is changing and people are talking like damn robots again. So
It's the AI writers that they hired after Road Dogg lost his job.
yep. Did I? Never mind. I'll tell you off air. So, yeah, let's get the hell out of here.
Belt time beer, cleaning out the closet from some slightly older travel beers here. Decipher Brewing in Charlottesville, Virginia. I bought quite a nice variety pack there a couple of 3 years ago when I traveled that way. This one is their West Coast IPA. It's called What's Your Solution? 7% ABV, 65 IBUs. And yeah, just a solid West Coast IPA. Nothing too crazy about it. Just a well-balanced IPA. If you like that style, I feel like a number of their beers were very good. Can't remember any home runs, but a bunch of very good beers. So that's always a good thing. So, should one find themselves in Charlottesville, feel free to visit their brewery. I think they also have very good food. I didn't have it, but it looked tasty. So,
Nice.
I'll go with that. At DeFrango11, at Granny Mays, Brandon's at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
There you go.